Should the Rainbow Village be preserved, or should it make room for new housing?
Well, I've been looking online, and in actual fact, it looks like a really nice village. The artist is a true artist, so I think it should be preserved. People go and visit it, which means it's obviously worth visiting, so it's obviously something that should be preserved, so I think it should be preserved. No, I don't believe it should make room for new housing, because I believe that, you know, you can put housing anywhere, so you don't have to destroy a beautiful village to make room for new housing. I think you can just put new housing somewhere else.
Is there a lot of graffiti or street art where you live?
Yes, there is quite a lot of graffiti and street art where I live. It's quite a famous, well-known city for street art. You see tourists come taking photographs of different graffiti around the streets. So it's, it's quite predominant.
What do you think about graffiti?
I like graffiti. It depends on where the graffiti is. If you have graffiti on a beautiful old building or a beautiful old door, then I don't like that. But there are a lot of places that could do with livening up and brightening up with graffiti, as long as it's nice graffiti. A lot of people just put their initials or their names. And, in fact, some of those names as art are attractive, but some of them look awful and it's just an eyesore. So I like it and I dislike it.
Are there abandoned villages in your country?
Yes, there are many abandoned villages in this country, as far as I'm aware. I mean, it makes sense as the cities get more and more crowded, people are coming in from the countryside. There's less work in the countryside. The countryside offers an older style of living, a style of living that people quite often are no longer willing to do. I mean, working on the land is hard work, and I suppose people prefer other types of work. And people need work to survive, so they don't really have an option. I also think that young people get bored in the country. Before, people had less access to what was happening in the world and in other big cities. So now with internet and this and those kind of things, that you can see what's happening in big cities, and young people are excited by that and want to move out of the countryside.
What will happen to them?
I suppose abandoned villages will eventually become repopulated as the world population increases. I mean, the population is going to increase and increase, and eventually people will have to move out of the cities again and move back into the countryside. I think with internet and the ability to work remotely, the idea of living in a village, an abandoned village or a semi-abandoned village, becomes more attractive because you can actually work from home as long as you have an internet connection, and people will be able to live there and have a good standard of living.
What other options are there to save abandoned villages?
I suppose the obvious options are to have tax breaks, tax incentives, free schooling. I think governments need to invest more money in rural areas and make them better for people to live in, provide policing, provide services. I mean, if these villages had services and entertainment, they would become better places for people to live, and therefore people might want to live there.
Could you imagine living alone in an abandoned village?
No. I am definitely a city person. I don't mind the idea of going to villages, abandoned villages or semi-abandoned villages or rural areas for a period of time, for holidays, to get away. But basically, I prefer to live in the city.